This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Good afternoon, good evening, and or good morning, Power Hour Nation. However, whenever that you're connecting with us, it's good to be with you. I'm your honored host, Daniel Brigman, and you are in the right place. Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to the Power Hour Radio Show, thepowerhour.com, thepowermall.com. We've got specials over at the Power Mall. Be sure to check those out or give us a donation. We appreciate it. We deserve it. You deserve to check it out, so thepowermall.com. In about a half hour, we're going to be joined by Greg Papadopoulos, and he has a new book out, and he's ready to talk about his experience with the Mueller investigation. It is not for lightheartedness, that's for sure. We heard about Jerome Corsi, what he went through. Papadopoulos, very similar, and now he's come through the other side. A new book coming out. He's ready to tell a story. Real excited to have him on in about a half an hour. And what a treat we have today. In the meantime, and after, here in the studio is Wayne Elliott in the flesh. Wayne Elliott, welcome to the Power Hour.
Thank you, Daniel. Always my pleasure.
Yeah, a crazy Canuck right here. I saw you jumped across the border. You came right across it. You're a border jumper, and you came down here.
That's it. You bet.
How was your trip?
It was great. Thank you. Yeah, really good.
I know. Now, I don't know, when you go back to Canada, I don't know what they might call you, the Wyatt Earp of Canada.
Well, I am the Canadian Wyatt Earp now. I've shot half a dozen different guns today, which was pretty thrilling for me. We're not allowed those in Canada, so I was like a kid in a candy store today.
Yeah, Uncle Kevin was here. Uncle Kevin made some bullets, and we had it really was about half a dozen guns, wasn't it?
I swear we could have brought down a planet with that one gun. My shoulders should heal by Christmas.
Oh, we had a lot of fun. We had a big time. That was pretty cool. So in Canada, at your house, you can't have a pistol in your house.
Heck no. Only the police and the bad guys have them in Canada. No citizens are allowed guns.
So if somebody broke into your house, you just hope they stand still enough to hit them with a bat.
That's it. Yep, and hope they didn't bring a gun.
God, that's... what does that make you... You know, as you come to America... And it's got to be a little weird for you to see how, you know, relatively open we are with guns here. And in Canada, is that a little, you know?
I love America. I spend winters, as you know, Daniel, in Florida, and I went to school there, and I've been coming to America all my life. And, yeah, I like your president. I don't like our prime minister. So I guess I'm half American, but I love it here.
Well, you're here now. We're real glad to have you. Why is it in Canada, do you think, there is that real, real liberal slant, it seems, especially about guns?
Yeah, it's hard to say. It started with our prime minister's daddy about 40 years ago.
Really?
Who was, I believe, a communist card... card-carrying communist.
He had a picture of Mao in his pocket.
Yeah, when he was in college, and they're definitely socialists, and so as a country, we're pretty much broke. Somebody joked that you guys were going to sell us Montana for $1 trillion, and I said to him, where in the heck do you think we're going to get $1 trillion? We'll have to borrow it from you.
Well, they certainly aren't going to hold us up with guns. You don't have any guns.
No, we may hit you with our hanky and... say some nasty words to you, but that's about it.
Your maple leaves.
Or maple leaves. Yeah, you slip on the maple leaves.
Hilarious. It's so good. Let's do some. Why don't we do a little news, and then George will come on, and then at the end we'll come back with you.
Super.
You're going to ride shotgun here?
Absolutely.
You ready? You ready for this? Wayne Elliott here, the Canadian Wyatt Earp, ladies and gentlemen. That's his new nickname. News stories. Out of London, Julian Assange's arrest is imminent. That's what it appears. Zero Hedge is reporting. The Ecuadorian embassy to expel him, quote, hours to days. UK police and surveillance teams have been camped outside the embassy. Now listen to this. 24/7 since 2012. In 2012, he got asylum to go there. And the intelligence agencies have basically been sitting there nonstop since then. As soon as he sets one foot out of that embassy, they're gonna pounce on him. The CIA has their fingerprints all over him. They obviously don't like that he stole, that he's he got his hands on those Hillary Clinton emails, different things. So this is very troubling for free speech and certainly for WikiLeaks. We shall definitely follow it. Cuba, speaking of communist countries, they're reducing the newspaper length due to paper shortages. So the communist paper there used to be 16 pages. Now they're going to go to 8. So you don't have as much to read if you're in Cuba, I guess, from the Communist Party. You jump in anytime you want here, Wayne. Did you say
we're going to run short of paper in Canada from the verbal diarrhea from our prime minister. That's what I think is going to happen up there.
Here's a story that I'm sure that you will get a chuckle out of. This is out of Brazil. Identical twins both ordered to pay child support after DNA tests failed to determine who the baby's father is. So they went to court. The mother took them to court. And I want a paternity test. They did a paternity test on both of them. They can't tell who the father is because they're identical twins. So the judge ordered both of them to pay child support. Both their names would be on the birth certificate.
Wow.
You gotta watch yourself in Brazil.
It's a crazy world.
You don't have any identical doppelgangers running around anywhere, do you?
Nothing I know of. Now I know how to shoot them if I do find
them. Be careful.
Just kidding, of course.
Just kidding.
First time I held a gun, it's going to my head.
He only hit 3 of our neighbors. It's all right. They're fine. None of them were hurt bad. You actually did. I was really shocked to be. We're going all over this, but I was shocked how good you did with the rifle. I mean, about 330 feet, you hit that target 6 straight times. I mean, you weren't bullseye every time, but
it was good. I enjoyed that. We're only allowed water guns in Canada, so you know you can't even see where you hit.
And your bat.
And our bat.
Don't forget your bat.
Yeah.
You can have a rape whistle.
Yes, I guess. I guess you could.
You probably have a rape whistle like Sweden. Hong Kong artificial island plan to solve housing crisis. They don't have enough property there, enough land. So the South China Sea, maybe that's why China was so upset about America in there. Hong Kong's government recently announced a plan to build 4,200 acres of artificial islands.
Wow.
There in that area. So they're going to
reclaiming land. It's beauty.
Making land. They're going to build land.
Yep.
I don't know if you've seen any of the photos coming out of Venezuela out of AP. As the sun sets, Venezuela's capital empties. That's an eerie feeling. Half the lights on the freeway, half of them are out, you know, because of power, because they don't have money to replace them. Everybody leaves the town. As soon as it's dark, they're afraid of vandalism. They're afraid of criminality. This is socialism. You know, people want to know what socialism likes. And you know, think about the universe. And we talked about in science. I don't, it's been a while since you may have been in science class, and you may not have cared anyway.
I didn't pay attention when I was. But
yeah, anyway. But anyway, you might get this. The law of entropy, how things want to go to chaos. You know, things kind of degrade. Well, in a country like America, where at least at one time, where the endowment of your creator was honored and you could live your life, you know, go live your life, go make your life. And then, that energy became building. It became life. It became, you know, growth. It became all these things that America became. Well, look at what socialism is. Socialism is just the opposite.
Yeah.
There's no incentive and everything crumbles underneath. It's pretty startling pictures if you've ever seen these. You can go to the course of thepowerhour.com. You can see the websites. You can see the news there and check that out.
I was in Cuba about 20 years ago, Daniel, and I took on business. Had to go via Mexico because of the embargo here in the States. I went with an American fellow who was doing business there. And it took me 5 days to figure out. You know, I knew there was something seriously wrong there. Well, there's no incentive.
That's right.
Everybody's paid the same. I remember they gave the workers at the hydroelectric power plant a 1-pound bag of laundry soap each every time they went 30 days without a blackout in Havana. And I'll never forget the tiredness and weariness on the people's faces just from going without. They weren't starving. They had powdered milk and beans and stuff, so they weren't starving. But just if they did have money, there was nowhere to buy anything, and they were just weary. Since the Soviet Union failed, you know, and they quit sending money and goods.
Do you think part of that weariness, because I something similar when I went to Greece recently, because they weren't at the level Cuba was 20 years ago, but it's kind of that same thing.
Yep.
Do you think it's that's kind of that spark that's in them, that ingenuity? It's like is killed or something. That
light. Yeah, they're just so tired. It's like they're beat up. They're just. I mean, it's a very tough thing for anyone to have no money available to them. But it
opportunity. You know, there's not even a choice. If no, they had it. There's just
the doctors wanted to be waiters in the restaurants.
Cause they make more money, probably.
They make more money. Yeah.
With the tourists.
Yeah.
Mexico. Speaking of Mexico, Mexican official was on Tucker Carlson, and Tucker asked them a pretty direct question. Well, why don't these immigrants coming through your country, is it okay if they stay in Mexico? Is that okay? These are such good people, and they just want a better life, then why can't they stay in Mexico? And, he about choked on his tongue.
He did
right?
A Ralph Cramden.
Yeah.
Hamana.
Yeah, that's right. That's a honeymooner reference. Man, wow, that's fantastic.
Shows I'm not young.
Yeah. So the Mexican official started stammering after Tucker asked him why Mexico won't let the migrants remain there. Here's an interesting statistic, and we discussed this a little bit before the show. The number of Americans with, quote, no religion has increased by 266% over the last three decades. Why do you think that? Do you have any thoughts on that?
Well, you know, as we discussed, I think people are a little bit discouraged, and they, all the stuff, nothing against Catholics, that's for sure, but all things that they've gone through with the difficulties with the priests and so forth, and I think people have just lost heart. Largely, and I'm not surprised at those statistics, really. Schools aren't, as you mentioned, I'll let you talk about that. You were just...
Well, right, you go to school, and if you're taught the last 60, 70 years in America, certainly 50 for sure, you're evolved from monkeys, you're one step up above ape. What's God got to do with it? The spiritual power of the churches has diminished. I don't see conviction coming out of the churches. So people living their lives, why am I going to church? If I'm looking for some kind of spiritual conviction or something above the everyday masses, well, you know, like you said, you mentioned the abuse scandals in the different churches, and it's not limited to the Catholics, but certainly.
No. You know, in Canada, at least Ontario, I guess I can't speak for sure of the other provinces, but it's been quite a few years now since they were allowed to say the Lord's Prayer. We say it every morning in Canadian.
Oh, they can't say it. Same thing here in America.
No, can't say it anymore.
Yeah, they say they
can't say Merry Christmas. I still do. I mean, that's outrageous to me.
But if you're Muslim and you want to pray five times a day, they'll buy the prayer rug for you.
That's right. Yep.
So, I mean, a country like America, I don't know Canada's history, obviously, as well as America, but in America, this idea of a connection to God, Thomas Paine, some say, where is the king of America? He only reigns above in heaven.
Yeah.
You know, that was America. We have our only sovereign is God. That was Jonas Clark. Our only sovereign is God and no king but Jesus.
Yeah.
Jonas Clark, the pastor.
I like what the Australian Prime Minister said a few years ago. He was very clear with these people, including some Muslims, I guess, that said, he said, look, you're welcome here, you're visitors here, and you're welcome to stay, but we like the way things are here, and we don't intend to change for you, so you're also welcome to leave.
There you go.
Yeah.
What's wrong with that?
Perfect, I thought.
Yeah, is that a problem? We'll be right back more with Wayne Elliott on the other side, thepowerhour.com. George Papadopoulos here momentarily. So good to be with you, ladies and gentlemen. And Wayne, the Canadian Wyatt Earp.
Great to be here.
The food storage companies buying up airtime all over radio. It's hard for you to know which company you can actually trust. Humana Food Storage is nutritious, is GMO-free, contains no aspartame, no high-fructose corn syrup, has no chemicals, preservatives, or soy. And Humana Food Storage has a 25-year shelf life. Call Jay at 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or order online at thepowermall.com.
America made just for you. Food stores I love to eat. Yum!
Hi, this is Catherine at the Power Hour. The Power Mall began when Joyce Riley discovered an all-natural soap that heals skin issues and can replace your bathing, laundry, and household cleaning products. That soap is Miracle 2 and is made from natural minerals and coconut extracts with no added fragrances or colors and is naturally concentrated and biodegradable. I guarantee after you discover how amazing Miracle 2 products are, you'll recommend them to everyone you know. To order, call 877-817-9829 or visit thepowermall.com today. You'll learn why so many people say, it's not just soap, it's a miracle.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
Did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Next segment, George Papadopoulos will be joining us. His new book, The Deep State Target, How I Got Caught in the Crosshairs of the Plot to Bring Down President Trump. Pretty fascinating. Chilling, also. I think we need to know about it, and it'll be interesting to talk to him. We're going to continue with news. We're here with Wayne Elliott. And Wayne's going to join us last hour, too, to talk about Strauss Heart Drops. Moving on with the news, Pelosi. That's a good name for her, Nancy Pelosi. I think that's better. Nancy Pelosi. I think it fits. Pelosi announces lawsuit to block Trump's emergency declaration. And her quote is, "The president's action clearly violates the appropriations clause by stealing from appropriated funds and actions that was an action that was not authorized by constitutional or statutory authority, blah, blah, blah. The House will once again defend our democracy and our Constitution." You know, Nancy Pelosi, that stalwart of Thomas Jefferson ideals, you know, her. Well, she's so misguided what she's saying. If there's an emergency, if tomorrow an army came on our border and came through and Trump declared a national emergency, how is that not constitutional? It's completely constitutional. The Constitution gives them the authority to do those things in this kind of situation. Naturalization and immigration, basically, if he says you can't be naturalized anymore, the authority is in the Constitution he's already been given. Now, is it an emergency that the people are coming across? Well, Donald Trump thinks it's an emergency. He's the president. By constitutional authority, the way I see it, I mean, she's going to come up with some legalese, but the way I see it, then if you don't like him believing that, then you got to get a new president. But you elected him the president. He believes there's an emergency by constitutional law and authority by Congress that gave him that authority, really. That's where we are. And it is an emergency. I mean, you arrest 100,000 people, arrest, that's only ones you caught in 1 month, that's a lot of people.
That's an emergency.
That's, you're darn right, that's an emergency. A man caught transporting invasive stingrays, exotic fish, at Texas airport. So be careful about who you get your stingrays from, apparently. Ways and Means Chair asked IRS for POTUS tax returns for President Donald Trump. We talked about that a little bit. They're just so yippity-skippy. They want 6 years of his tax returns. I don't really care about a politician's tax returns before they became a politician. I want to see them after they got elected.
Right. Amazing how much money they can make on top of that salary, Daniel.
Yeah, that speaking of Pelosi, Nancy Pelosi, she's worth, I don't know, $100 million or something like that. And she wasn't when she got in there.
And it wasn't from a beauty contest, Private Daniel.
I didn't say that.
Oh,
how rude you Canadians are. I thought you were supposed to be polite.
No, we're not.
I know
once we shot a gun, we turn.
Yeah, that's it. You're no looking back for you.
No.
GOP triggers nuclear option to speed up Trump's picks for judicial positions, those kind of things, Supreme Court picks, what have you. Smollett, you know, Jussie Smollett. Have you heard about that case in Canada? Well, you've been a little time here in America. You know that thing in Chicago where he faked that. The attack, he hired two people to throw bleach on him and call him a gay or something.
Wow, no. I haven't heard that.
Okay, well, they're facing a legal battle. Chicago wants him to pay for all the overtime the police put in, and he doesn't want to. It's all fake. It's proven. And they dropped all the charges. Yeah. Rule of law, where's that? On the archaeological spectrum, out of Fox, four-legged whale that lived 400 million years ago found off the coast in Peru. Pretty interesting. Can you imagine a whale... four-legged, can go in the water and then walk on the land. Can you imagine seeing like a blue whale? I don't know if it's a blue whale, but you know, some sperm whale just start walking across.
The first amphibian.
Right? Yeah, so I guess that's where we evolved from, right? Yeah, sure. Okay, anyway. Great white sharks have toxic, quote-unquote, heavy metals in their blood, study finds. That's not surprising with all the pollution in the ocean, especially off South Africa. They're studying off South Africa. What is interesting, researchers with the University of Miami studied blood samples from great white sharks in South Africa and found these specimens contained a level, but that would be normally toxic to most other animals. Interesting, however, these metals don't adversely affect the sharks. The sharks, I guess they like them. They could drink thermometers all day, I guess. I guess they like mercury. No problem.
Same thing with salmon in the Great Lakes, Daniel. They warn us to eat salmon no more than once or twice a month now because of mercury. It doesn't seem to hurt the salmon, though.
Whew. Amazon, we were talking about Amazon. Oh, boy, Amazon is not our favorite company. We got that 20 seconds. What's your feeling about Amazon to what's going on in America?
Well, they're putting mom and pa businesses out of business, aren't they?
They sure are.
Walmart started it. Amazon is finishing it off.
They're going to launch thousands of satellites into orbit. So that's just what I want. You know, now they're destroying Main Street America, and now they're going to launch satellites in orbit to do what? I mean, what more do they want now? They're going to take over space? There's the music. We got a few other stories. You can check, especially the health. I always forget the health. Or not forget. We run out of time. Roundup is being pulled from Costco. Costco said, that's it. No more Roundup in our stores. Reishi mushrooms can reduce cholesterol. Regular aspirin use linked to a 50% increased risk of a major bleeding episode. Mm-hmm. And the idea that moderate drinking can be healthy, major study debunks it totally. Not healthy. Moderate drinking, minor drinking, not healthy.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg. In March, 196,000 jobs were created, the Department of Labor announced on Friday. The unemployment rate held steady at 3.8%. Financial advisor John Lakefield reacts to those numbers on Fox Business.
I think it was a terrific number. I agree with John and Mike and what Dagan are talking about. This is not a precursor to a recession. I think there's definitely a global slowdown going on, and I think there's probably a slowdown in the United States going on. But when you have a reversion to the mean of jobs numbers, we've had this for the last 8 years straight almost, you see that continuing. This is not a precursor. It certainly doesn't appear to a recession.
President Trump is in Calexico, California, taking part in a border security roundtable. Before leaving for that roundtable, the president says he's holding off on his threat to close the southern border because Mexico is stepping up, but also says,
I never changed my mind at all. I may shut it down at some point.
And you're listening to USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you, we'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Warning! If you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Welcome back to the Power Hour. Of course, we have specials over at the Power Mall. Next hour, we'll get into that a little bit. Wayne Elliott's going to be joining us. Strauss Hard Drops, of course, those are on sale. Please consider those. This is what we don't get a check from George Soros, or certainly the FBI or anything like that. We get checks from you, so your support. So we really appreciate it, and we deserve it. ThePowerMall.com, 877-817-9829. We're now joined by a man who really deserves our admiration, George Papadopoulos. He's a former advisor to President Trump and the Secretary of HUD, Ben Carson. He is a graduate of the University of College of London. He's a career oil, gas, and policy consultant. That's his background. Why he's here? Because he's written a book, Deep State Target, How I Got Caught in the Crosshairs of the Plot to Bring Down President Trump. And boy, what a story it is. George, welcome to the Power Hour.
Thanks a lot for having me.
Absolutely. We've heard this word perjury trap. Now, you correct me if I'm wrong. Well, obviously, we're going to get into this. But perjury trap to me is like I sit down with the FBI. They grill me for 8 hours. They ask me, on October 12th, 2014, you had pizza. Where did you get the pizza? And I say, well, I got the pizza from Pizza Hut. And they say, liar! You had it from Domino's. You are lying. You're going to go to jail unless you sign this paper. Is that basically what a perjury trap is?
That's exactly what it is. And, you know, unfortunately, that's what they've caught, basically what all of the associates of the president who have been caught up in this entire witch hunt have been charged with are exactly crimes like that, also known as perjury traps and process crimes. And, you know, it happened to myself. It happened to Mike Flynn. They almost got Jerome Corsi with it. They got Roger Stone. So basically, these guys, the Mueller people and the Comey FBI individuals, they knew that there was no underlying reason to start an investigation. And that's actually the entire reason I wrote my book, to finally detail why and how illicit the investigation was to begin with. So because they knew that, they had to basically fabricate crimes. And, you know, when they couldn't even fabricate crimes against us, we had to end up getting caught up in these various perjury traps. And that's what unfortunately, you know, happened to many of us and why I guess so many Americans now are, fighting this injustice and they want the truth.
Let me ask you from your point of view, what was it like for you? You were one of the first ones that they came after. They're swirling around President Trump. You were an advisor. You were told by one of the people there in the Trump organization, hey, we want to improve relations with Russia. Well, let's improve Russians' relations with Russia. Great, let's do it. So you went out to do that, and then all hell broke loose. Let's discuss that.
Yeah, it's even more bizarre than that. See, I've never met a Russian official in my life, and that goes to show you of how bizarre this entire investigation was, where a man like me, who had no connections at all to Russia, all my connections were in the Middle East and in Europe, somehow I ended up being a key man of a Russia conspiracy. So based on that fact alone, you could understand, and everyone listening to this show, how fabricated the evidence was used to basically set up me and others in the campaign. And what happened was after my interview with the campaign, where as you just stated, you know, Sam Clovis and others on the campaign, and even Donald Trump, you know, he had been discussing openly a need to work with Russia, which I agreed with, and I think most people around the world who have a brain would understand that it's in the interest of security in the United States and abroad to collaborate with Russia, you know, when there's so many threats around the world. As soon as I do that, as soon as I go off and I tell, you know, people that I'm joining the Trump campaign while I'm in Europe, I begin to have all these various spies thrown my way, these informants, who are disguising themselves as fake Russians, who are dropping this bizarre information in my lap about Russia and Hillary Clinton's emails. And then I do nothing with this information at all. And but because these guys, these informants, who not only targeted me, and I explain all this in my book, they targeted me, Sam Clovis, Carter Page, Michael Flynn, and others, because they were working with the FBI while they were targeting us, the FBI had this information that Trump people were apparently conspiring with Russians and looking for emails of Clinton, while they were the ones who were sending these guys to tell us this information. And you know what? This information is just now coming out there. It really gets to the core of how corrupt the origins of the investigation were. And I'm very happy now that both members of Congress and the president himself are on the warpath and taking the offense, are on the offensive of actually getting to understand who was guiding these various informants to make contact with us in the Trump campaign, and did it stem from Obama or Jim Comey? So I guess we're going to start seeing a lot of new indictments targeting people from the previous administration. And I think Congressman Devin Nunes himself has suggested that he already has sealed indictments waiting from people affiliated with the Obama administration and the FBI under Comey because of their role in creating this fake investigation, which unfortunately has caused so much damage to the United States itself.
With the name of your book, Deep State Target, check that out, ladies and gentlemen. Okay, let me summarize just so I have this clear and how ridiculous this is. The FBI was investigating certain, really every nook and cranny of the Trump campaign, Trump organization, Trump administration, looking for some entrance, trying to create a narrative. They were making up dossiers, the Steele dossier. We that's clear-cut fact. Nobody's even denying that.
Yes.
As you became connected to Trump, you started to see all people come all out of the woodwork, coming to you, say, hey, you want, it's like going to Mexico, you know, when you walk through Juarez or something. Hey, you need this, you need pills, you need this, blah, blah, blah.
Exactly.
It's like, whatever, we got it all. So you had all these people coming out of the woodworks at you, and you kind of, you know, you had good instincts and just like, this is nonsense. Come to find out, those same people, obviously they were connected with intelligence agencies somehow, CIA, maybe, MI6, maybe, who, I don't know if you know, maybe, who knows, but they were connected with the FBI. So the FBI was looking at you, trying to work with these people, trying to create an arm's length distance between them and the FBI. But all the while, seems like they're manipulating this and coming after you and getting you to try to fall into these really deep traps. Would that be accurate?
That's exactly what happened. And, you know, now it's all just being revealed. Because, you know, I had a gag order on me basically for 2 years, and I could never get my side of the story out there, and my side...
Hold that right there, George. George, stop right there if you would. You know, you got free speech in America. You got a gag order. You couldn't even speak out for your defense. They're going on TV and all the time and really crucifying you, making you out like you're Joseph Stalin's second grandson or something. And you can't even speak. You can't get funding like GoFundMe pages for lawyers. You can't. I mean, that cannot be constitutional. Anyway, talk more about that.
Yeah, and look, that was why. It's because so much of this corruption goes right through me, and you know, people have been speculating of, you know, my role in how the FBI basically targeted me to end up trying to hurt Trump and others. They had to, you know, arrest me in this savage-like manner at the airport the way they did. They had to put me under seal so that I couldn't raise a GoFundMe account. I couldn't tell the world what was going on. So that basically after they, you know, bankrupted me and tried to, you know, turn my life inside out, they then, you know, start talking to the media and leaking this bizarre fake information about me when they knew I couldn't defend myself. In order to make me and the president and his campaign and all the people around him look like we were, you know, Joseph Stalin's second grandson, as you stated, when in fact they were the ones who were feeding the media this fake information on purpose just to confuse America and to hopefully lead to impeachment proceedings against the president. But when the facts couldn't stand up to scrutiny, and, you know, basically the entire investigation was filled with this disinformation and just fake information. Even Mueller himself was forced at the end to write in his Mueller report that there was no collusion or conspiracy. And of course, when that report came out, I was laughing because I said, I've known from the beginning how orchestrated and pre-planned this entire thing was. And no one was meeting with Russians, so it's impossible for there to have been a Russia conspiracy. And, you know, fortunately, I've just come out now. I wrote this book. This is my way of getting even against these deep state operatives who tried really to, you know, not only undermine the president, but the democracy in this country. Because these guys, the Comey FBI leadership and the Obama administration and some of these foreign governments that were involved collaborating, they had one goal in mind, and that was to overturn the 2016 election. And they did their absolute best. You know, fortunately, you know, Donald Trump kept fighting back in the media himself. You know, people started to look into my story a little bit more and things weren't making sense. And now that the Mueller report is out, things really didn't make sense. And people are going to have to start looking at new facts and hopefully new investigations are open.
There's the music. We got another segment with George Papadopoulos. Deep State Target. What a fitting title. Great to be with you, George. Hang on one more segment. We'll continue with this. What a story. God bless you, man. Good to be with you.
Thanks a lot. I appreciate it.
Are you a stock or options trader looking for real trading strategies that you can use immediately? Hi, my name is Scott Bauer, CEO of Prosper Trading Academy, and I'm on a mission to become the number one options coach in America. I'm a former vice president at Goldman Sachs. I have over 25 years of options trading experience, and right now, I'm giving away my most famous options guide with over 20 unique options strategies that I use every day for free. You can't buy this guide anywhere. To claim your free options trading guide, simply call 855-844-9702 now and mention my name, Scott Bauer, and we will rush you the guide. Call 855-844-9702 and someone from my options team will help you get this guide in your inbox as quickly as possible. Call 855-844-9702 now and start learning to trade the right way. Simply call 855-844-9702. Prosper with options.
Stocks and options trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors.
Gold is a better way. Imagine doing business with a company that seeks to add massive value before asking for your business. My name's Adam Baratta. I'm the co-owner of Advantage Gold and the author of the national best-selling book, Gold is a Better Way. The book may not be for you, but the tens of thousands who've read it have been blown away to learn why gold is set to soar to over $10,000. We're so confident this book will change the way you think about investing, we've purchased 1,000 copies from the publisher and are giving them to serious investors. If you have an IRA or 401k with over $100,000, we'd like to send you your copy. Just text the word BESTSELLER to 49776. That's BESTSELLER to 49776. You can buy it on Amazon, go to Barnes & Noble, or text BESTSELLER and get it for free. Text BESTSELLER to 49776. That's BESTSELLER to 49776. We promise to add massive value before ever asking for your business. Gold is a better way. Text BESTSELLER to 49776.
Age-related macular degeneration is the leading cause of blindness in people over 55. But with treatment, it can be slowed down, stopped, and in some cases, reversed. Make sure you see your grandchildren grow. Protect your vision by requesting information about diagnosing and treating AMD. Call the Foundation Fighting Blindness today at 1-800-BLINDNESS for a free packet on reversing or managing AMD. Or go to the website fightblindness.org, where I found so much helpful information. Or again, call 1-800-BLINDNESS today.
Pain in my neck, back, and shoulders has really gotten worse.
Relief for body pain is here with Sunny Bay Heating Pads.
Well, the last thing I want is to take another pill, so what's so good about Sunny Bay Heating Pads?
Sunny Bay Heating Pads, made by Biomed DB Design right here in the USA, come in all sizes. Our extra-large microwavable heating pad for back pain is designed to be large enough to cover your entire back. It's also perfect to wrap around your legs, knees, or shoulder and neck.
But I need to know they're good quality.
Of course. Sunny Bay heating pads and pillows are often an Amazon choice, and it's easy and most affordable when you purchase your Sunny Bay heating pads right from our website, sunshinepillows.com, or call us 253-678-1361.
Hey, a Sunny Bay heating pad
would make a great gift, right?
Yes, and they start at just $19.99, and free shipping is available. So call 253-678-1361 or shop for your Sunny Bay heating pad at sunshinepillows.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Deep State Target is a new book by George Papadopoulos. Check that out wherever books are sold, Amazon, what have you. George, did you get a chance to work directly with Trump?
Yes, I did. I had an initial meeting with him in March where I basically laid out the groundwork for what I'd be contributing to the campaign. And it's during that infamous picture at Trump Tower that probably has been circulated all around the world.
And what was your sense of him, especially as this investigation began, this witch hunt? What's your sense of Donald Trump?
Donald Trump is a patriot. He loves America. He's always put the country before his own personal interests. That's why he ran for the president, and that's something I saw in him from the beginning and why I wanted to not only join his campaign within the first week of him announcing his candidacy, but why I was, even willing to work for free for 11 months, both on his campaign and on his transition team, just how sure that I could contribute to his victory.
What was it like? I know for me, I was actually Joyce, you don't know Joyce, but she was the previous host. I was at Joyce's house, and it was we were a little depressed. You know, we did not want Hillary to win. We were a little nervous that night. What was it like in the Trump campaign as that night came, that famous night there in November 2016?
Well, we were in New York at the Hilton, and, you know, that's where the parties were. And I would say that half of us were, you know, shocked, and the other half were, you know, just we always knew that he would have won. And I was one of those people. You know, many people don't believe me until they actually see some emails I was sending in the summer of 2015. But I knew that he was going to be the president as soon as he announced he'd be elected. What I ended up predicting, I was wrong about who he chose as vice president. I thought he was going to choose Rubio, but I thought he was going to win. And that moment he won, I think, changed American history forever. And we're seeing the effects around the world today.
When did you realize that you, with the pressure being put on this Mueller, I mean, it had to be surreal. It had to be Twilight Zone. It's like, what in the world are you talking about? When did you realize you were in the middle of one of the biggest political shell games or scams ever?
It started when I was in London, basically the first month I joined the campaign, when I started noticing these bizarre spies being thrown my way, trying to basically, you know, undermine me and undermine Trump. And I started to see a lot of foreign diplomats, including the British and the Australians, who are key members of what's known as Spygate now, who were basically telling me that if Trump wins, the world is going to end, and that he's a pariah and he's a horrible person. So that was my first signal that something was wrong. And then, of course, fast forward to January of 2017, when a couple days after I was attending the inauguration, I had the FBI at my house, where they're basically going around trying to, you know, confuse me about Trump and Russia and a conspiracy that they knew never existed in the beginning. And then they go and get Michael Flynn the next day after they interviewed me. So they were really in a hurry to lock down Flynn and I. And Flynn and I were working on the transition team together. So that might have been part of the reason they went after us together, or it just might be a coincidence. I'm not sure.
Now, I'm going to describe this. You correct me if I'm wrong, but basically, you have some attorney. You don't know if the attorney, what side they're really, I mean, who can ever trust an attorney, right? You really,
exactly.
Especially with this going on, they're basically putting you in handcuffs before you're convicted. They're putting you in a corner. The pressure's mounting. You're looking at, you know, to even get at clear of this, you probably need $250,000 to really hire a good lawyer to handle this. They're basically, like you said, bankrupting you.
Yeah.
What's it like in that moment? Give people, you know, don't go too far into it, but what is that like?
Yeah, well, imagine this. Imagine, and this is something I explained in the book, Deep State Target. Imagine you're in a vacation in Europe, and you're flying back to the U.S., and you have no idea that you're in trouble. And you're violently arrested at an airport, like I was. You don't have your Miranda rights read to you. You have the FBI sneering at you, telling you this is what happens when you work for Trump. I'm asking them to make a phone call. I'm asking them to contact my lawyers. They're not giving me a phone. I'm jet-lagged. I hadn't slept in 25 hours. I don't know why I'm being arrested. I'm thrown in a jail cell. And then the next day, I'm in front of a judge where they're saying you're looking at 25 to 35 years in prison.
Oh, my gosh.
So not only that, then the day after that, I fly back to Chicago, and I have lawyers who basically don't buy my story. They just think that Trump was compromised and that I better save myself. And I kept telling them my story doesn't make sense, and they just never bought it. So then they started saying that...
They probably, I'm interrupting you again, but I think important, they probably thought, oh, the FBI wouldn't be after you unless you had done something wrong.
Absolutely, and no one could have ever imagined of how corrupt the Comey FBI leadership in the Obama administration was, where essentially they were going around entrapping American citizens like myself, and maybe that's what my lawyers thought as well, and unfortunately they were wrong. I pled guilty without seeing the real evidence against me, which is non-existent. I regret pleading guilty to this day. You know, now that things are all being exposed and I have the platform I have now, maybe that's how fate was designed, you know, for me to have gone through what I did for 2 years so that people, you know, recognize my name. And then the moment I was able to tell the truth, people would open their eyes and new questions would raise and probably now people are going to be indicted on the other side because of things that happened to me and others.
Did they ever ask you to lie, say, well, did you see Trump do this? If you say you saw Trump do this, it may go good for you, Mr. Papadopoulos. Did you ever get any of that?
Oh, absolutely. And look, they did the same thing to me and that they did to Corsi and others and even Roger Stone. They basically, what these guys wanted to do, meaning the Mueller team, they wanted us to basically just tell them what they wanted to hear, no matter whether it was true or false. And if we didn't sing for them, they were going to just nail us and throw the book at us. And that's exactly what happened to me and others. And that's why, you know, people like myself and Michael Flynn were bankrupted and had our lives turned inside out because we didn't tell them what they wanted to hear, because we're not going to lie to undermine the president just to make a fake case a real one.
To everybody listening, of course, the term deep state, really Trump brought that to national consciousness, world consciousness, I'm sure. From your perspective, you're certainly a bit of an insider here. How deep is that deep state?
That deep state it's not only a domestic deep state. This is what I want everyone to understand. This is what my book covers. This was a deep state in the United States, which the Obama administration designed to work with the deep state of foreign governments who were aligned against Trump. And those governments included the UK, Australia, and even Italy. All of these countries at the time were against Trump. Obviously, the Obama administration was against Trump. And all of these countries and the United States under Obama weaponized the intelligence agencies of the U.S. and abroad to spy on us, to send these various informants at us, to undermine us, sabotage us, and make it look like we were part of something we were not. And there was such an incredible disinformation campaign targeted at us and the American people that we are just now recovering from what happened over the last 2 years.
The Bill of Rights, the Declaration of Independence, how important is this to you? Because certainly they didn't uphold your rights in this circumstance. How important is it to Americans?
Well, it's incredibly important, especially the First Amendment, you know, the freedom of the speech. And when you have a gag order imposed on you, like there was on me and other people associated with the campaign, including Roger Stone now, and they can't get their side out of the truth out there, they're going to have fake stories about us. And that's what happened. And that's why it was a travesty. And I'm very fortunate to be able to finally speak out now.
Mr. Papadopoulos, it's a pleasure meeting you. Your new book, Deep State Target, How I Got Caught in the Crosshairs of the Plot to Bring Down President Trump, is a worthy read. We need to pay attention. We need to make sure this doesn't happen again. God bless you, my friend. Thank you for joining us.
Does Big Pharma have a hold of you? Theparamol.com believes everything the body needs is provided by nature, unlike prescription drugs that aren't meant to cure but cover up your symptoms and contain addicting chemicals. Strauss Heart Drops are 100% all natural. Get the original. Get Strauss Heart Drops by calling Jay at 1-877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or order online at theparamol.com today.
Hi, it's Catherine from the Power Hour. If you are one of the many millions of people who have difficulty falling asleep, staying asleep, or having unrestful sleep throughout the night, REM sleep could be the solution you've been searching for. If you are like me and are afraid of the dangerous side effects from prescription sleep aids, REM sleep is an all-natural alternative that contains ingredients research has shown to help improve and enhance better sleep. REM sleep will get you the deep sleep you need to feel your best and will ensure you wake up feeling energized. To order, call 877-817-9829 or visit thepowermall.com today.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Homemakers. Groceries by mail ships free. Try our amazing bacon. It stores in your pantry. No refrigeration required. Our value-added packaging provides a 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Always price less than grocery for your everyday use. Savory and delicious. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.